Okay, I'm going to ask the Lord to help us with our worship time, so let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, and I think about the Bible class that we had this morning and knowing that your scripture is the authority above all things, Lord, and that you've taught us that and that we know that, and we're grateful for that, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that you would help us to retain the information that we got this morning, that we can use it in our lives, Lord, and we thank you for that. Thank you for Dorian's work there. And now we're going to sing some songs, Lord, to worship you. So I pray, Lord, that we can clear our minds, think about the songs, think about the words, think about how good you are, think about what these words are saying about you, and that we would just worship you and love you, Lord. Help us. We need your help. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so this first song here, in the third paragraph, it says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, thou art with me." And me and my wife were watching this documentary kind of thing a couple weeks ago, and it was about these guys that want to go way down deep in the ocean and see a giant squid. I guess it's a big deal to see a giant squid, right? But they live really far deep down in the ocean where it's really dark. And they go down there in these little, it's kind of like a little submarine thing, a little boat submarine thing, right? And there's like three or four people in there, and they're way down there. They're down there, and it's deep, and if things go wrong, they'll die. If the power goes out or the oxygen thing goes out or whatever, they're dead because they're just so far down there. But these guys just had no fear being down there in these little capsule things. I mean, one guy's sitting there, because they're just waiting, right? They got the bait out there, and they got the infrared cameras waiting to see a squid. And they're just waiting and waiting, and one guy's sitting there eating a sandwich. One guy's kind of dozing off. Another guy's got his shirt off because it got warm. And they're just fearless down there. And I'm thinking, man, that's a pretty scary spot to be in. But I was impressed by their confidence in that submarine. And I was thinking, you know, that's how we should look as Christians. We should go through this life having Jesus as our shepherd. We should be afraid of nothing, really. If you're a Christian and you die, what's going to happen? You're going to go be with the Lord. But I was just impressed with these guys, and I thought, I want to look like that. I want to walk through this life and be fearless, knowing that I have God Himself as my shepherd, right? And I think as Christians, we should walk through this life and be fearless, and knowing that Jesus is our shepherd, we have nothing to fear. Okay, in this next song, it in the third line there, it says, "Thou art exalted above all gods." And exalting means to hold in high regard. And I was thinking, God's not always, the real God is not always exalted above all gods in this world, meaning that the world doesn't exalt God like he deserves, right? The lost people don't exalt God at all. And then even religious organizations or religions, they exalt other gods like the Buddhist. They exalt Buddha. The Muslims, they exalt Mohammed. The Catholics, they exalt Mary or the priests or the Pope, right? So who exalts God? Those that truly know him. And that's us. See, we know the real and true God. See, when I talk to a Catholic, I can count on them exalting the Pope. So when people talk to us, we should live and talk in such a way that they know we're exalting the one and only true God. So this next song, the very first line, it says, "I have found a priceless treasure." Now, I was thinking about, there's two ways we find something. One is, I can't find my keys, I'm looking around for them, and then I look under the pillow, and, oh, hey, I found my keys, right? I'm looking for them, and I found them. That's one way we find something. There's another way we find something is, I'm walking down the sidewalk, and I look down, and there's a $100 bill. Hey, look what I found. I found a $100 bill, right? But I wasn't looking for it, right? It just appeared in front of me, and I found it. And see, finding Jesus is like finding the $100 bill, because we're not looking for him. And you know why I think that? It's because in Isaiah 65:1, it says this. God says this, "I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me." So see, when we find Jesus, it's better than a $100 bill, but it's similar in this sense. Everybody's going to pick up that $100 bill. Nobody's going to walk by it, right? You're going to pick it up. And just like Jesus, when he reveals himself to you and he shows you that he came here to die for you, a worthless sinner, you find out, you will love him. you automatically are going to love him, and you know that you found a priceless treasure. Okay, this next song, the last song here, is the top line. It says, when I go, don't cry for me. Or when I go, or when I die, right? When I die, don't cry for me. In my Father's arms I'll be. Well, it kind of depends on who your father is. See, the world thinks that we're all God's children, right? We all are God's children. And that's true in the sense that he created everybody. We're all created by God, so we are his children in that regard. But we're not all children of God in a saving way. Because, listen what Jesus said in John 8, 42 through 44. He said this. Jesus said to them, he's talking to some Jews, he said, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came here from God. I have not come here on my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. So see, there's two fathers. Satan's the father of some, and God's the father of some. Right? It's a warning here. Who's your father? Is God your father? Because if God's your father, you would love Jesus. Because it said there, if God were your father, you would love me. That's what he's saying. If God's your father, you're going to love me. Right? So the question is, do you love Jesus? Do you love him according to what the Bible says? Not your own made-up thing, but according to what the Bible says. Because see, we can be tricked into thinking that God, oh yeah, I belong to God. He created me. I belong to him. But he's really not your father. Satan could be your father if you don't love Jesus. So, pay attention to the warning. Think, ask yourself, do you love Jesus? Do you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Then God's your father. If you don't, Satan's your father. And there will be a reason to cry on that day. If you don't love Jesus and God's not your father, there's a reason to cry when you die. But if you love God, you love Jesus, and he's your father, when you die, it's not a sad time. It's a happy time. So go to the Lord today and be saved so that when you die, we won't have to cry for you. Let's pray. Lord, we are so grateful, Lord, that we can have confidence in knowing that when we die, it doesn't matter where we're buried, it doesn't matter if we're cremated or anything like that. Lord, we just know that we're going to be with you, Lord. We're going to be in your arms. What an awesome thing that is, Lord. We have work to do here while we're on this planet, yes, but we are eagerly waiting that day that we can be in your arms, Lord. And we thank you that we can have confidence knowing that because you sent your son to die for sinners, Lord. And we are grateful for that. Lord, I pray now that you'd be adoring as he brings a message, Lord. Help us to learn things more about you that we need to know. Give Dorian your spirit, Lord, that he can communicate what we need to know, Lord. We need your help. He needs your help as a teacher, and we need your help to learn, Lord. And you're the great teacher, so help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.